This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 10 people shot, according to police. 3 of the victims reportedly now in extremely critical condition. It happened at about 10:45 last night in a commons area of an apartment complex, and no arrests have been made. In Alabama, at least 6 teens were shot at a party in downtown Birmingham last night. A recovery operation continues for some of the 16 passengers aboard 2 boats that collided on the Colorado River Saturday near the California-Arizona border.
9 were injured, 2 of those were in critical condition, and 4 passengers were reported missing. Of those 4, we have a report now that it is 1 male and 3 females that are still outstanding.
That's the county sheriff, Doug Schuster. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The Catholic Archbishop of Washington, D.C. remains under fire in the ongoing priest sex abuse scandal. A man stood and shouted, "Shame on you," at Cardinal Donald Wuerl during Mass at a Washington church yesterday as Wuerl was asking for prayers and loyalty for Pope Francis. Recent critics of Wuerl say he had a mixed record of dealing with abusive priests when he was the Bishop of Pittsburgh and knew about alleged sexual misconduct by his predecessor as Washington Archbishop. A tropical storm watches out for parts of the Gulf Coast as a storm is brewing in the Caribbean. The tropical system could be officially a tropical storm by the end of the day. If so, it will be named Gordon. A tropical storm watch extends from western Florida through Alabama, Mississippi, and the eastern part of Louisiana. Remember, you can find us anytime online. We're at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Texas Bishop Edward Burns wants an audience with the Pope over the sex abuse scandal and the Catholic Church. The bishop sent a letter to Pope Francis asking for the meeting. It was signed by 2 bishops and several priests in Texas. Bishop Burns says he wants changes that would protect parishioners in the Catholic faith.
I offer my words of apology, sorrow, and embarrassment that all of this has taken place in the church.
After news broke earlier this summer of abuse from priests in Pennsylvania, Burns went public with allegations made to the Dallas Diocese about a former priest sexually abusing 3 teenage boys who are now adults. Google is making it easier for military service members to find civilian jobs. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
A Google spokesman says finding work after the military can often be challenging and complex. But now all you have to do is search jobs for veterans with the Occupational Specialty Code. The improvements went live last week, linking similar skills from military roles to skills in the civilian workforce. And Google Maps has a new feature, which shows a user if a business is owned by a veteran. The tech giant's also giving the USO a $2.5 million grant to create a certificate program to train transitioning service members in how to code. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. What can I tell you? You know, this is a serious business to get this country back on track when you're looking at $21 trillion in debt. That's the amount that they want to admit to. Of course, unfunded liabilities anywhere from $145 to $240 trillion. I mean, you know, what's a trillion here or a trillion there? Why not? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Plenty of information there, because we're giving and we love to give things away. So help yourself to all the great archives of information, the guests, because we do everything we can to bring the experts on this show. You know, we try not to lather ourselves up with a lot of opinion and things that fly around just get us all revved up and everything, because we got enough of that handling anyway. But it is our goal to bring you the truth no matter where it leads. So thank you for joining us. Megan Barth joins us now, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She is also the celebrated national spokesperson for Media Equalizer. And it's always good to have her here every week as we review the Sunday TV news shows. Lots to talk about, lots happening all over the country for us to jump into. Megan, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Happy Labor Day to you. See, you thought you could take the day, the day off, and then people are always surprised. Bill, you work on Labor Day. Well, it's because, you know, I know you do too. We enjoy what we do, and it's been kind of it's good to get back, on the homeland here, because I was in Hawaii for a couple of weeks. And, the time zone difference to Hawaii, 6-hour time difference from the East Coast, so it gets pretty early. But it's nice to be back on solid ground, have a solid connection, because sometimes things can be iffy on the other side of the, Pacific.
Well, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back here. Hey, Sunday TV shows, of course, and I got to tell you, Megan, you and I talked last week about John McCain, and there's a lot of mixed emotions here. And what came to mind repeatedly to me was what Ted Kennedy had to say about Bobby Kennedy. And that is, he admonished people, said not to make him greater in his death than he was in life. And I don't know why that just kept cycling back, and I found that that was relative for John McCain, for Senator McCain. And a lot of mixed reviews. I know people are really confused about it, and they're almost like going, okay, let's just, get by this. And, the media was beside themselves trying to, pick a fight between somebody who is about to be buried and the president, because that's what they do. I mean, there's just no class and dignity about all this stuff. But meanwhile, the president went out of his way. I mean, he said explicitly that whatever the family wanted, he gave them, including the plane, the number two official United States plane to transport him. I think only the sixth senator ever you know, to have this kind of honor, you know, extended to him. But yet it was unfortunate, you know, I thought what Meghan McCain, you know, commented, you know, at the funeral. And I know people said, look, we got to give her a lot of grace, and, you know, because there's, you know, she's grieving and that sort of thing. And, you know, of course, the media chewed up on that. I mean, CNN and MSNBC, I mean, it was almost like they had it on a, you know, just a repeat, just, you know, out there. And it's just like, wow, you know. And I got to say that people that I spoke with, you know, in Hawaii, you know, on vacation, different parts, they really had mixed emotions as well about this whole situation. And, you know, in the, you know, if it wasn't John McCain, then it was 6 hours of Aretha Franklin, you know.
Yeah, and it was completely overdone, and I think that Ted Kennedy quote is quite perfect. The wall-to-wall coverage for the past 7 days, I think, was tasteless. And I think that the only reason that there was wall-to-wall coverage is because of the relationship between Donald Trump and John McCain. If John McCain was not a never-Trumper, we wouldn't really have the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week coverage of his death. I mean, the press, it's interesting. I want to know how someone evolved from being a Nazi and a bigot to getting this type of celebration in his death, because just a short few years ago, the same mainstream media that was giving his death wall-to-wall coverage was the same mainstream media that was referring to him as a Nazi and a bigot.
Exactly.
And so I really don't know if there's, like, some steps we need to take as Nazis, because don't you know we're all Nazis now because we support Trump.
Yeah. I mean, we're, being deplorable is not enough. Now you got to be a Nazi. Yeah, it's
endless. Yeah, everybody's a Nazi now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that out in as much as that, you know, and I guess that's why people are confused about this, is that, you know, and all the other reports and the courses I shared with you, it still bothers me. I mean, to this day, you know, seeing him, you know, the way he kind of arrogantly went up to the dais when it was his time to vote, and he could have made a difference. I mean, this is something he promised his constituents, that he would repeal and replace Obamacare. And he was the deciding vote, and, you know, he threw his thumb down, you know, like he was some sort of despot or something. And I thought, wow, you know, how sad. You know, and that still rings with me. And I know it rings with a lot of conservatives, that it was bothersome, but, you know, it's okay. So we move on. You know, flags were at half mast and not, and then back at half mast. And so, you know, we pray for healing and some sentence, but yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, this thing was so politicized, and I guess that's what's bothering people, is that, you know, everything has to be politicized these days. And speaking of Aretha Franklin, even that Farrakhan was at her funeral, three chairs down from, you know, ogling, you know, Bill Clinton, he just can't help himself, you know, God bless him, you know,
Yeah, and thank you for bringing up Farrakhan. I think the AP's headline that they had tweeted out during the John McCain extravaganza was perfect. They said the gathering of political elites for John McCain, you know, in Washington, D.C., you know, President Trump is golfing in New Jersey, something like that. Well, that tells you all you need to know. The reason that Donald Trump was elected, because the people were tired of the political elites.
Yes.
And it's interesting. I thought that they were civil servants. Now, all of a sudden, they're political elites. Well, yes, of course, they're political elites. I think civil servants should be a term that should never be used with politicians, because, you know, the average salary is, you know, not only six figures, but the deals that these politicians have been doing on behalf and at the expense of the American taxpayer is exactly why Donald Trump was elected,
exactly,
to fix Washington. So that was just a stark difference. And then also, of course, a stark difference is that at John McCain's funeral, there wasn't Louis Farrakhan or a tax cheat by the name of Al Sharpton or a race baiter by the name of Jesse Jackson or a serial rapist by the name of Bill Clinton. We're not seated in the front row. That's who Aretha Franklin, I guess, if she planned her funeral as well as she planned her life, chose to, I guess, represent her. In the front row. I mean, it was just, both spectacles were enough I mean, if you didn't lose your lunch during the John McCain extravaganza, you certainly lost it with Aretha Franklin.
Well, you had 6 hours with Aretha to do that, so you know, which is a whole other deal. But like you say, and of course, it bothered me too that that McCain family shunned Sarah Palin. I mean, this was his vice president selection. And, you know, hey, look, at I guess once a maverick, also a maverick, and his legacy will continue as such. More from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us, America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez.
The Aztec calendar has his Cinco de Mayo party chiseled in. The front of his house looks like it was built by the Mayans, because it was. The contents of his tacos refuse to fall from the shell. He can open a piñata with a wink and a smile. If you were to see him walking a chihuahua, it would still look masculine. Several saints share his likeness, or vice versa. depending on who you ask. Dicing onions doesn't make him cry. It only makes him stronger. He has never filled up on chips. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's the whole truth and nothing but 19 minutes after the time. Don't worry if you missed my Cinco de Mayo party. It comes around every year, just like clockwork. Megan Barth continues with us, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, the Dems, Dick Durbin, it's just out of his mind. I mean, I am like sickened with the hyperbole of the Democrats. I mean, it's kind of amazing. I mean, these are the same people that tell, you know, NPR and all these other public institutions that you cannot make hyperbolic statements, that you have to make sure the statements are supported. But yet, every time that I hear them talk, you think that they represent all of America and that, you know, 100% of America is just disdained over Brett Kavanaugh, and they don't want that to happen. You know, the way they talk, it's just like, well, wait a minute. Who do you represent? I mean, are you not representing your own constituency, but you let your language get carried away and you are misrepresenting the opinion and position of your constituency, are you not?
Well, are they calling Brett Kavanaugh a Nazi, too?
That's next.
Also a Nazi now?
Why not? They're so desperate. They're so desperate, right. Megan. They're going to do everything they can. Right now, they're claiming, you know, well, Trump's under investigation. Because Trump's under investigation, we should not even choose a Supreme Court justice right now. And since when is Donald Trump under investigation?
Well, according to James Comey, Donald Trump was an investigation, and according to the special prosecutor, so far, it doesn't seem like Donald Trump is under investigation because there is no Russian collusion narrative yet, and here we are 2 years down the road. It seems like everybody else is under investigation but Donald Trump. If you're a Republican and you worked on the Donald Trump campaign, holla, you'll probably be caught up in the Mueller trap.
Except for the people that actually did break the law, though, you know. Except for the people actually, they're not under investigation, right? Okay, so that makes sense.
Right, yeah. If you're a Democrat and worked around Hillary Clinton, you've been granted immunity probably 16 times till Sunday. But if you're a Republican, then you'll get caught up in the Mueller investigation. And this is what Donald Trump refers to as a witch hunt. What does Kavanaugh have to do with Mueller? Absolutely nothing. This should show you exactly what the Dems are after, and that is power. This has nothing to do with the Supreme Court. This has everything to do with making sure that the Democrats are able to change the Constitution as they see fit, when they see fit. And that is the only way that they get away with their lawlessness, is to appoint and be protected by activist judges. They don't want a Federalist on the Supreme Court. They don't want a Kavanaugh. They don't want a Gorsuch. He was fine to be approved in the last go around.
Sure.
So why not this go around?
Well, yeah, it's the political environment is so totally different, without a doubt, and it is fired up and polarized as much as it can be. And, you know, it was also observed that, you know, the Democrats don't have a whole lot of fightness. Maybe they just resigned themselves that, look, they see the numbers what they are. I mean, you know, he's going to get confirmed. You know, they're going to be annoying, and we're going to have to, you know, wade through, you know, the Dick Durbin statements and Schumer statements and how, Brett Kavanaugh single-handedly is going to obliterate Roe v. Wade. You know, and any other hyperbolic perspective they may come up with to, you know, fearmonger and just add to more of the division, while at the same time they say, why can't we be civil?
Well, if you stop calling us a Nazi, maybe we can. You know, it's just interesting to watch the Democrats, because they always go back to their two default cards, which is the abortion card and the racism card. Mm-hmm. That's all they have.
Right.
The Democrats cannot seemingly debate the issues. They cannot talk about their plans for the Supreme Court, or even for the economy, or for foreign policy, because they just simply want to impeach 45.
Right.
Or call everybody a Nazi or everybody a racist, or say that we're going to somehow take a woman's right to kill her baby away from her. Roe v. Wade is not going to be overturned, I believe, in my lifetime. I think it was an abomination of the Supreme Court to begin with. But with that said, that is the law of the land, a woman's right to choose whether or not she wants to terminate her own pregnancy, otherwise known as take a life, is now entirely up to the woman and has been since the decision. And with that decision came a complete windfall for something called Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. And so instead of talking about Kavanaugh, I'd really like the Republicans to start talking about what they promised, and that's to defund Planned Parenthood.
Exactly.
Donald Trump has actually done a very good job on this issue and has made it a pillar of his original platform, but he's certainly not leading by these social issues, and that's another good thing. We need to straighten out the economy. We need to get people back to work, and that's exactly what we're doing. And we can leave the abortion argument for later, but the real argument is how our taxpayers are used to federally fund abortion mills, which is Planned Parenthood.
Exactly. Well, Donald Trump has set the table for the Republicans. The problem is the Republicans are having a hard time finding the table. Some of these are, they're kind of exercising their own demise and heading to the exits because they realize they're too exposed. Whether it's Jeff Flake and others, they say, look, at this isn't their Republican Party. Thank God it's not your Republican Party. And the Republican Party, it's up to the voters and up to the leadership of the Republican Party. To kind of open up the way to a new GOP, don't you think? I think this is a grand opportunity right now, Megan. I mean, there's a lot of empirical evidence because of what Donald Trump has been able to accomplish. And, it's like, look at follow the leader is, look what's happening. Look what he's done by way of the economy and other things. And how much more could we have done if we had some cooperation? But, what is it? Are they influenced by all the negative media? Is it their own elitism that's getting in the way, or a combination of all those?
Well, I think it's a combination, but I don't know if I see this as the new GOP or perhaps returning to a GOP that was that always likes to hang their hat on the legacy of Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a conservative small government GOP since Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that we've been led by moderates. And I've always said that the moderates have ruined the Republican Party. Because when you can't really tell the difference between a Democrat and a Republican, then do we really have a two-party system, or do we have a one-party system that was abusing mm-hmm. capitalism at their own expense, their mm-hmm. cronyism? Was capitalism.
We can thank the Democrats for becoming socialists, and almost, the Democrats becoming socialists are giving us, two parties now because of what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, now, I've always said that the fight necessarily is not between a Democrat and a Republican. It's between a socialist and a capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being between red and blue, I've always viewed the fight between socialism and capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
Because the party that I registered to be a part of when I was 18 was a party of limited government.
Yes.
And when you look at the expansion of the government, specifically under the moderate GOP wing, they're no better than Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. As we wrap things up here, we got NAFTA 2.0 continues to be worked out between Mexico, Canada, got their feelings hurt. But, I think they're going to come to the table after everything is all said and done. And this will be the start of, leveling out the trade discrepancies that have been going on and have been very much to the disadvantage of the American worker.
Well, and if something is not working, it's time to fix it. It's time to change it. These trade laws have been on the books for decades. They simply are no longer reflective of the times.
Well, without a doubt, Trump is leading the way with Mexico, Canada. Our European allies will come into fold, and this is going to put a lot of pressure on China unless they try to negotiate some exchange for all those Hillary emails that they have in their back pocket. I don't know. Yet to be seen here. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Megan, thank you. Happy Labor Day to you.
Happy Labor Day.
Coming to theaters September 14th, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
for preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
If you can run a 4-7 mile, okay, but I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrand's best-selling book.
These men, they did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at an apartment complex in San Bernardino, California. 10 people shot, according to police. 3 of the victims reportedly now in extremely critical condition. It happened at about 10:45 last night in a commons area of an apartment complex, and no arrests have been made. In Alabama, at least 6 teens were shot at a party in downtown Birmingham last night. A recovery operation continues for some of the 16 passengers aboard 2 boats that collided on the Colorado River Saturday near the California-Arizona border.
9 were injured, 2 of those were in critical condition, and 4 passengers were reported missing. Of those 4, we have a report now that it is 1 male and 3 females that are still outstanding.
That's the county sheriff, Doug Schuster. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember.
Fresh and very independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Matt Philbin joins us now. He's the managing editor of MRC, the Media Research Center, Culture Department. And Matt, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Happy Labor Day.
Hey, happy Labor Day to you. I got to tell you, this has been a long time coming. Of course, we see this happening. Don't you love the free market? When the free market says, look, things are not fair, they're not working, they choose with their feet. They've been doing this already, and you'd think that some of these elites and liberals would kind of get the message. You know, already the mainstream media has been witnessing, you know, their newspapers becoming quite thin, viewership reduced dramatically. America doesn't like a bias. They don't like being manipulated. And here you're reporting that nearly one-third of conservatives have left or considering leaving Facebook over this censorship bias that they claim doesn't exist.
Well, that's right. And it's far worse for Facebook than just that. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds of conservatives don't trust Facebook to be fair. They don't trust Facebook to safeguard their, you know, to show them what both sides of the issue is. And two-thirds don't use it as much as they did. So from this, at least on one side of the political divide, Facebook is dying.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've said almost immediately, I got to tell you, Matt, almost immediately, if there was a conservative alternative, they would bail out and be over there in a heartbeat. But right now, while they wait for something that's going to be more fair-minded, and I got to tell you, I cringe, even though Donald Trump, you know, brings it to the point, is that, again, you get the fixers of the federal government that say, oh, we can fix that. No, you can't. Stay out of it, okay?
Yeah, that's kind of my feeling, too. But the problem is, it's, you know, they're not fixing themselves. They're not policing themselves. Although there was an interesting bit of news, another article we did, apparently 100 Facebook employees have signed on to an internal dissent memo saying that they don't like the ideological monopoly in Facebook, which says it's, you know, a free and open environment. You can have any opinion you want. But according to this memo, it's if you're a conservative, keep quiet or sacrifice your reputation and career. Mm-hmm. So the fact that 100 people within the organization are willing to come out and do something about this says that there is a real problem and that at least somebody in the organization understands it.
Well, maybe they're going to be the basis of a new enterprise that is more fair-minded, because that's the way the free market system works. I mean, look at Facebook, Google, Twitter, all these social media entities have been allowed to basically create a monopoly. I mean, this is where they're heading. And even Mark Zuckerberg understands that. He tried to dance around it in the hearings on the Beltway here last month. But the truth is the truth. They have a monopoly on this. And they're on dangerous ground, and they're about going to, you know, they're going to end up losing everything if they can't get this squared away. But, you know, going back to the employees here, Matt, I mean, they've come, you know, a lot of these kids, you know, they've come fresh out of college, and they Yep. saw what happened on their college campuses. And that is if you didn't go along with, you know, I won't even say it's the majority opinion. It is the prevailing opinion, a very loud opinion, that if you didn't go along with them, then the force of their rhetoric and the force of their, you know, compelling nature was such that you were going to be kicked out of the reindeer games altogether.
Oh, sure. They spent the last 4 years being shouted down, sure. Being guilted for not buying into the multiple victim ideologies that they're presented with. And, you know, so they come out of college, they see that it's the same darn thing where they are now. Mm-hmm. And some of them are brave enough to say, I'm fed up with this, which is great. And we need more people inside of these organizations to come forward and say, look, this just isn't right.
Exactly. Well, they need to be protected. If the government needs to do anything, then go ahead and protect, you know, the idea of free thought. I mean, this is about liberty. This is our U.S. Constitution. But, you know, as somebody asked the other day, said, when has it become radical to support the U.S. Constitution?
Absolutely. It's becoming more and more radical. And let's not forget, this is the same ideology, the same mindset, and the same industry that Mozilla founder, yes. Brendan Eich, I think his name was, mm-hmm. It was found that he supported traditional marriage in California, mm-hmm. and they kicked him out of the company he founded.
Yes.
This is the kind of, this is totalitarianism.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I got to tell you, Matt, just sidebar real quick here, because I happen to be in California. This is the home of In-N-Out Burgers, okay? And you may have seen them being attacked.
Yeah.
They've gone absolutely squirrely over because they had, you know, have supported Republicans. But they've also donated to Democrats. And there was a great piece in a local newspaper here yesterday about all the great things that they do. You know, how they, you know, forget about minimum wage. I mean, they do a great job with the hiring of people. it's raining, this sort of thing. I mean, and who would have thought a place like In-N-Out Burgers? But that was the Schneider family and the way they developed this, that they needed to make it, you know, they knew that their future lied in their people, and they made it win-win. And so, you know, these guys are just brain damaged over that. And I'm thinking, you know, I told my wife, I said, you know, wait until they see the bottom of the cups. And the bottom of the cups that they serve their drinks in, there's John 3:16. So, you know, if they're worried about, you know, a support of a Republican candidate, even though they supported Democrats, when they see the bottom of the cup, their heads are really going to spin.
Wow, that's, I didn't realize that.
Oh, you didn't know? Yeah, all their cups. Yeah, it's you know, it's just part of that's who they are.
Right. Well, you know, you get some Chick-fil-A, some In-N-Out Burger. A terrific barbecue, a terrific picnic.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, I got to tell you, last night, you know, just to support the cause, you know, we usually don't eat late, but I got in late from the desert, and my wife says, you know, I just read this article about In-N-Out. I think we need to go and support him. And I go, 9 o'clock? That's unlike you. You know, that we're going to go have a. So we went to support the cause, and you know, had an In-N-Out cheeseburger. So we're, you know, hey,
that's great.
Yeah. As we supported, you know, filet of, you know, Chick-fil-A when they were attacked, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but it's that you have to. Unfortunately, I don't like boycotts. I don't like, you know, I don't like politics being inside business, inside consumer choices. Mm. But in some cases, you have to fight back. And this is the world they've created, mm-hmm. and we have to react to it, unfortunately.
But we have to know what we're fighting for and why we're fighting back. What this is, Matt, to your point, this is a liberty issue. This is freedom. And you got people out there, and you have voices that want to restrict your freedom. How dare they? Whether it's Facebook, whether it's any kind of power-hungry institution that wants you to be all part of the groupthink, I mean, think about this. And when that happens, you have every right with the, in the passion of the founding fathers and the early patriots to stand up for liberty. And we're alongside you, back to back and shoulder to shoulder on this issue for the sake of liberty for all, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Matt Philbin has been with us, and Matt, great job with MRC, all that you guys are doing to keep him honest. He is the managing editor at MRC Culture, Matt Philbin, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour, plenty more to talk about on this Labor Day 2018. And of course, we're going to get a little bit more into the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and what we got to look forward to. So stay with us.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is a place that celebrates America's worker on Labor Day 2018. Real quick here, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who are a bit confused, uncertain, and just frustrated over health care, well, I got some good news for you. The solution is Liberty HealthShare. They're a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Imagine that, huh? Quite novel. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. They've got all the details, and, of course, they're linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Casey Maddox joins us now, senior fellow at the Charles Koch Institute. Casey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about Judge Kavanaugh, the Senate coming back to work, a novel concept. I mean, for I don't know how many weeks that, or if it'll be a week at all, that they'll be in session September, because, of course, we have that, we've got the elections coming up, the midterms coming up, and so many are eager to get back to their headquarters, convince the voters that they deserve another term.
No, that's exactly right. So I think it'll be, this week. Mm-hmm. We'll have hearings for Judge Kavanaugh, and I expect them to wrap up to wrap up this week and ultimately for the Senate to confirm this very well-qualified nominee to the Supreme Court.
I got to tell you, I am disgusted with the hyperbole targeted against Judge Kavanaugh. As you say, he's well qualified. That's what I hear from everybody, even on both sides for that matter, except for, the hyperbole of the Dick Durbins and Chuck Schumers of the world that want to malign this judge in such ways that are so extreme. I mean, it's like, let's bork Judge Kavanaugh, based on what? After all that he's demonstrated and everything, it's just amazing to me how, you know, the Democrats are so desperate on one hand, although one commentator did note, said that, yeah, they get a little extreme, but they really are not that passionate about it, maybe because they see it as a fait accompli. The numbers aren't in their favor, not even close.
Well, I mean, this is someone who has spent a dozen years on the second highest court in the United States, the D.C. Circuit, and has proven that he's someone who will defend the Constitution, will interpret the law as written, and is not going to legislate from the bench. And that kind of judge is just very difficult to have a truly principled reason to oppose someone like Judge Kavanaugh. And I think ultimately that's why the Senate is going to confirm Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and they will be able to return to their states, Fed and campaign coming up soon. But there's just really no good reason to keep him off the bench.
Kind of amazing, Casey, is one person made this observation that, or the question that they put out there is that when did it become radical to support and believe in the U.S. Constitution? I mean, this is the America we live in today.
You know, I mean, you have people who are trying to advance policy agendas through the court. And so they see Judge Kavanaugh as a threat to efforts, that, you know, either from the right or the left to try to impose what you want politically through unelected judges. And that's just not how it's supposed to work. The way this is supposed to work is we send those senators and those members of the House of Representatives to Washington, D.C. to make the political choices.
Exactly.
We have judges that are on the Supreme Court not to make political choices, but to simply apply the law as written. So they've confused those roles, unfortunately. But hopefully we're going to get back to a place where the court is applying the law, and we're holding our elected officials responsible for actually making the laws.
Well, what happens when we have activist judges, as we've had, it puts a kink in the system. It's like all of a sudden you've released a foreign agent into the software operating system of your computer. When you've got activist judges that do something that's out of order, look what's happening. We've had an activist, presidency with all these executive orders, and everything's being unwound. And it's almost to the point, I guess the only thing that Barack Obama may end up being known for is that he was the first, black American president, because any of his policies and that have been unwound because it was through activism and through, instead of the process of the Constitution. And so all these things are being unwound.
Well, that's right. You know, we've taken away from members of Congress the responsibility that they're supposed to have as the ones making laws. And we've done that either through executive orders, and we're certainly doing that through the court. What it does is it takes the burden off of Congress to have to make difficult choices.
Right?
We have budget deficits. There are problems all over this country that they're the ones who are elected to solve. And instead, what they do is they want to push those problems onto the courts, onto executive agencies. That's not how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, let them take a bullet.
Let them take a bullet
for the deal. That way it can't be held against them in a court of law. And then meanwhile, they can do their backroom deals with the case readers and all the money people there. I'm in California this week, and it just reminds me what you're saying here, Casey, is there was one activist judge who eradicated 8 million votes. And the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, nobody said anything. I mean, these are the very same people that wanted on the other side of their mouth support, that every vote counts, and how dare those Republicans do anything? Wait a minute, you guys just vapored 8 million votes, and it's like Atlas Shrugged here. What is going on?
I think ultimately when we get back to that place that's much closer to what the founding fathers intended, where you have members of Congress having to make difficult choices. Sometimes you agree with them, sometimes you don't, but you know that they're actually at least attempting to make hard choices. And the court supplying the law is written, I think we're going to be in a much better place to hold elected leaders responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And, the way it is right now, you basically send people to the Senate, they campaign, but often many of the things they're campaigning about are complaining what the courts are doing.
Exactly.
So it should be largely irrelevant, because you should be able to write laws and you should have judges then who are making decisions that are simply based on the text of those laws and on the Constitution itself.
When was the last time the Senate challenged something that happened in a court where they took on the court for being for an activist decision.
It was pretty rare, right? And if it is, it's very politically based, right? Either side wanting to see their political outcome rather than looking at the court and, you know, and even people who would favor the political outcome saying, but it's still not right for the court to have made this decision. That's not how our system of checks and balances is supposed to work. We should have a system where you've got members of people who actually favor the political outcome still saying, but this is wrong because that's not that, you know, that branch's role, whether it's the president enacting executive orders or court stepping in and intervening. You know, I think Judge Kavanaugh is the kind of judge who's going to respect the rule of law, respect the Constitution, and certainly would not be someone who you expect to see legislating the bench based on his dozen years of service as an appellate court judge already.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, his experience is empirical. I mean, all the documents, I mean, you know, Democrats are asking for more documentation. Go, wait a minute, you guys made 300 decisions. I think 9 have been upheld and have been exampled by the Supreme Court. You know, his career has been absolutely stellar, you know, and he's one that definitely deserves to, you know, to be confirmed. And hopefully in short order that will happen, Leader Mitchell has the, he has the votes, and we should make it happen and move on here. I think he's an excellent addition. I agree with you. And just because he believes in the Constitution, and I remind everybody, that's my encouragement, is that we should be in touch with the Constitution. You know, they may not be teaching in school, but that's no excuse. It is what runs our government. It is where the people, the people's power is based from. Donald Trump in his inauguration said today is a new day for America, that the government was going to be put back into the hands of we the people, where it belonged. Our founding fathers said it very clear. This is a government of, for, by we the people. But if we the people check out, well, the elites are happy to take over, right?
Well, that's certainly right. I mean, if you don't have the populace demanding that the Constitution be applied as it is written, demanding even that the laws are actually enforced as they're written, then certainly elected officials are very happy to pass the buck. And we've seen that happening for too long. Judge Kavanaugh is the kind of person who is going to give us the opportunity, at least, to restore the Constitution to what it was meant, so that we're understanding, applying the Constitution, holding the branches politically accountable. And I think that's going to be a better place for all of us as Americans.
Casey, to your point, I want to remind everybody the basis of the Constitution is to promote our liberties. And without that, we are compromised, and we're seeing what's been going on. Our liberties are under attack. The elites would just soon say, look, we got this. We can handle this. You know, yeah, you guys got it really well. You know, $21 trillion in debt. We've got all kinds of confusion all over this country. Our liberties are compromised. You know, we can't even go on social media without people trying to tell us what we're supposed to think and how high we're supposed to jump. You know, this is not the America that our founding fathers had envisioned, is it?
No, I don't think it is. And you know, I think we're on a path to get back to the right place. And I think Judge Kavanaugh, his addition to the Supreme Court, is certainly going to be a significant step in that direction. It should be an interesting week.
Exactly. And it will bode everybody well if they let their senators and their representatives know that Judge Kavanaugh needs to be confirmed. Casey Maddox on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Casey.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform.